The 25th annual All-State Barn Tour is set for this fall. This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. To learn more, visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Ashton Jolly.
I'm Scott Schullity, host of the Cowguy Close on RFD-TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein at Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
This September, Iowans will have the unique opportunity to step back in time as the 25th annual All-State Barn Tour takes place across the state. Hosted by the Iowa Barn Foundation, the self-guided tour will run September 13th and 14th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and will feature more than 100 historic barns, making it the largest tour of its kind. Wayne Frost, a board member for the Iowa Barn Foundation, says the tour is a celebration of Iowa's rich agricultural history. These barns are more than buildings. They are landmarks that tell the story of Iowa's rich farming heritage. Visitors will have the chance to connect with barn owners, hear personal stories, and reflect on memories on the farm.
Well, it's special in the sense that it's oftentimes it's multi-generational. We'll have parents, grandparents, taking grandkids, whatever, out to see these barns. And if you look at it, a high number of people within the state of Iowa have either grew up on a farm, or they had relatives that grew up on the farm, maybe a grandfather, grandmother that farmed. And as kids, they went out there. And, you know, as kids, most kids gravitated to some place to play, and the barns were their playground. And so a lot of times people will look for barns that maybe is reminiscent of something that had been in their family.
This year's barn tour features a wide range of barn styles, including 11 unique round barns. With 16 new stops added, even returning visitors will find something new to explore. Whether you're interested in local history, unique architecture, or simply enjoying a scenic drive through the countryside, the All-State Barn Tour offers something for everyone.
This is an opportunity for people to stop out, visit with the owners, go through these barns, and find out the story. And every barn has its own story, their own history of the family that came there, how they built it and how they used it, and they get to see it firsthand.
More information can be found on iowabarnfoundation.org, and Wayne Frost advises everybody to become a member to get exclusive opportunities to view these barns and to stay up to date with what the foundation is doing.
The best place to go is out to our website at the iowabarnfoundation.org, and there will be a list of all the barns that are there. There will be a map in there showing where they're located, and there will be a little bit of information regarding each barn. There will be a picture and a little bit of information about that barn. So go to the website, check it out, encourage them down the road, become a member, and then they will get a magazine with all that information detailed and more.
This historic event is one that you don't want to miss. That was Wayne Frost with the Iowa Barn Foundation. To learn more about the barns on the tour, to view the tour map, or to download a guide, please visit iowabarnfoundation.org. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Ashton Jolly.